driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
Well, another day in paradise here in Brisbane. Blue skies and sunshine, and tomorrow looking much the same, which is great news because we are, of course, gearing up for the big festival. Welcome to Morrisonville, Americana, and all the way from the USA, Kinky Friedman, along with Hayes Carlin. He's with us on the phone, the Sabi. G'day, Hayes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, buddy. Yourself?
Doing well. Just, getting it acclimated to Australia again. It's been a few years since I've been over.
Well, I caught up with you last time you were here with Corb Lund, in fact, at the Gympie Mustard. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time, the Gympie Mustard. And, I mean, what was it like for you coming over and seeing that for the first time?
It was special. I'd been playing, you know, kind of folk shows, and that was just a whole different deal out in the woods there, and there was a lot of great music and a lot of people having a good time. It was good to see Corb and Casey Chambers and just a lot of folks out there.
All right, you're going to be sharing the stage tomorrow with Kinky Friedman. Have you done much with him over the years? Is this the first for you?
I've hung out with Kinky a few times at different events, and we played one show together many years ago. He was playing with Billy Joe Shaver, and I was opening
nice. The
evening, and it was probably about 10 years ago. But yeah, it's been a year or two since I've seen Kinky.
He loves a cigar.
He does. He does indeed. He's a true character.
A southern gentleman.
Yes.
Where's home for you?
I live in Austin, Texas, not too far from Kinky.
Music
and,
City.
Yeah.
Is it easy to? Is it hard? I mean, is it hard to get, you know, get around when there's so much music in one spot, or you know, is it hard to stand out and get your product? You know, do you think seen, or is it conducive?
It can be a bit of both. When I first moved there, I moved there in maybe 2000. And I didn't really have any kind of career going on. I didn't know anybody. I was just kind of trying to be one in a thousand guys who got something going. And it didn't work out very well for me. I kind of got beaten up by the process. And so I went off and figured out how to make a living in other places as a musician. And then I came back a few years later and had a little bit of a career. And then it was the perfect place to live. It just, for me, it was a rough place to start, but once I got going, it was the great place, perfect place to land.
Pretty hard to pin down your sound, I suppose, and that's probably a good thing. How do you see yourself, and where do you sort of see your niche or where you fit in?
I just think of myself as a singer-songwriter. I've got, I grew up on country music and folk and kind of classic rock of that era, and I've got a lot of influences, but the thing that always grabbed me the most was the lyric and the guys that could do that, and
yep.
Really didn't matter what their genre was, whether it was Bob Dylan or Kris Kristofferson or Paul Simon or Willie Nelson, Leonard Cohen, John Prine, and there's a long list, but the guys who could tell a story and their words really resonated with me. It changed my life, and it's became what I wanted to do with mine.
Yeah, you've got some great story songs, and I wanted to ask you about a song called Another Like You.
How was that
written? Was that written as a duet? And did you have the female part in mind when you're writing it, or how did that come around?
Yeah, it was very much about, it was written as a duet. I didn't know who was going to sing it when I was writing it, but I wrote it kind of during the last election season in the States, or right after one. And the politics were getting more and more divisive, and people were just getting more polarized politically, and it didn't seem like there was a lot of middle ground to talk about things, and people were becoming kind of caricatures of themselves. And so I wrote that about two people on opposite ends of the political spectrum trying to figure out what their common ground was. And in that case, it was alcohol and physical attraction.
Well, it couldn't be more relevant now with the current climate in the U.S.
It's funny how that comes back around.
Is it crazy for us to think, you know, here in Australia, that potentially Donald Trump could become president of the United States?
Yeah, I think it's crazy for everybody, no matter what country you're in.
It seemed like a joke at first, a sick joke, to be quite honest with you. Now that it looks like a reality, that is pretty scary.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the problem, is that so many people thought it was a joke and didn't take it seriously, and so he was able to go get away with a lot and kind of be unchecked for a long time. And by the time people started realizing that this was a legitimate possibility, in some ways it was too late.
I'm going to have a listen to that song. We'll play it in just a minute. But, you know, from something like that to another extreme, a song like Stomp and Holler, where you've got, you know, the mad guitar riffs and the big drums and bass. Do you like rocking out as well as, you know, having a quiet song?
I do. I like all sides of it. I started out as a singer-songwriter, just kind of solo, playing by myself wherever I could get a gig. As I started getting more success and being able to draw crowds and play bigger venues and get on the radio, people started recognizing songs and it became a bit of a different thing for me. I started putting together bands to try and make people dance and explore a different side of things. So I enjoy both. And that's one where you can really cut loose and just let out, another kind of political song for me.
Sure.
In a way. And it's fun to have that energy. And, you know, for years, like I said, I was a solo act and I never really got to experience what that was like, having a full band and screaming guitars and a rhythm section and you know, 1,000 people just shouting and jumping up and down. It's a really cool thing. But I also, I think I feel most comfortable kind of in the singer-songwriter setting where I can see the people and can kind of feel like I'm connected with the audience in that way and tell stories and kind of walk off stage feeling charged by the connection I make with them.
Well, I think the audience is going to be traveling along pretty nicely by the time you hit the stage tomorrow, 5 p.m., the sun will be sort of just getting on its way down, and folks will be well fed, I suppose, and probably well watered as well by the time you're ready to take the stage. We're going to be dancing about tomorrow. What can we expect from your set?
Well, it's just going to be me and a guitar, but I'll probably read the room and figure out the appropriate tack to take. But I've got a new record that came out in April. I'll be singing songs off that as well as older stuff, and it's a pretty varied set. You know, there's story songs and there's rockers and there's tongue twisters and funny and sad and everything in between. So I think people enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to playing.
Well, that's what we love, a little bit of everything, and that's what we've come to expect from your music as well, Hayes. Hayes Carl from the USA, right here in Brisbane tomorrow at the Welcome to Morrisonville Americana Festival. Kinky Freeman will take the stage after you. And then, of course, Eagle and the Wolf, who are a sensational Aussie band. Have you had a listen to any of their stuff yet? Have you got a chance to have a listen?
No, I think I'm playing with them tonight in Melbourne, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be my first time to hear them. I'm looking forward to it.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to catching up tomorrow. And, thank you very much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Driving you home weekday afternoons. Interviews and news from right around the world. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.